Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church last Sunday and then approach it again from a family angle. I'm Pastor Chris here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church, and I'm here with our Children, Youth, and Families Director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this week we continued on this series called Faith First, where we're just really talking about the fact that in our everyday lives, we should be thinking about the impact our faith has, but also the impact that God's faithfulness towards us has as it moves us through our everyday lives and the decisions that we need to make.
I think now more than ever, our faith connected to what we do and how we live out our lives is just crucially important. We know that there's plenty of ways we can live out our lives, but with that lens of God as Christians, as believers and followers, it really does impact the way in which we live, but also the way we show others how to live and how to get closer to the God that we serve.
Yeah. And that way that we want to live obviously is rooted in Scripture.
Yeah.
It kind of has to be. Otherwise, we're just making it up as we go along.
Sure.
So we really need to remember that Scripture and the witness of Jesus, mm-hmm. the revelation of God through Jesus Christ, that really is the model for us. That's the way that we understand how best to live. And for us, what the truth is. As Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And the more that we get close to Him, the more we're going to understand that and be part of that life.
Right. Jesus didn't say, I am a way or mm-hmm. a opinion or or any of those things. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we have to, as we're doing things, sometimes that means that we have to choose a way that's maybe not preferable or maybe not popular. Mm-hmm. It might be something that makes other people feel like we are telling them that they're wrong or whatever that might be. Could isolate us a little bit, but
sure.
But it is the way. And walking that way is a decision that we make, and it's a decision we make day in or day out.
Yeah, so we have to make those kinds of choices about the way we live. We are in the book of 2 Timothy, which is taking place during the persecution that was instigated by Nero, which was a pretty serious persecution. It's really the first, I think, Roman persecution that these guys were suffering through. And the reason is because Christians were sort of putting themselves outside of regular society. They weren't going along with Roman culture morally, and they weren't worshiping the quote-unquote right gods, the mm-hmm. Roman gods. So people viewed Christians with a lot of suspicion and treated them with a lot of hostility because of that.
Sure, it wasn't necessarily comfortable to be a Christian. You had to, mm-hmm. just like sometimes in today's society we face it, you had to make that choice, and it wasn't necessarily what was popular or what society told you would be the easy way or the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christians like Paul and then those who were following the new way, Jesus's way, they were finding that that was the right way to go, even though, you know, it might have been difficult for them. And it was. They were facing this persecution.
Yeah.
Paul, right at the forefront, because he was the one that was teaching and was guiding and was leading in this time. So he was really helping to build up that church, and he was number one target for this persecution.
Yeah. Well, Paul tells Timothy, who's his protege, that if he continues on in this path to be a minister of the gospel, he should expect persecution. And Jesus said that too, of course. So in this chapter we were looking at this week, it's chapter 4, and he is speaking to Timothy and giving him this order. He says, preach the word and be prepared to do that in season and out of season.
Mm.
In other words, where it feels good, when it doesn't feel good, when it's welcome, when it's not welcome, just as what you're saying. A lot of times we need to preach the word. But most of the time when we preach the word, we preach the gospel, or we preach what's the truth from Scripture,
mm-hmm.
we're not doing it with our words so much when we live out our lives. We're doing it with the way we live, right?
I actually think that you can't do it just with your words. Your words are great. If you are actually gifted and God has blessed you with the gift of having those the great speech and being able to stand up and talk to people and they really do listen, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But most of us don't have that.
Yeah.
And most of us are going to muddle it up if we try to do it. So I think our actions have to be first and foremost. Mm-hmm. One, it shows that we're not a hypocrite in what we say and what we try to teach others in to do or what is the right way to go. But it also is us living out our own faith as we walk on this journey and as we're teaching and guiding others. We really do have to have that other component of our faith actually working in us. And
yeah,
that's really us living it out. So it is super important to live out what we are talking to others about, what we are preaching to others. And you don't have to be a preacher to preach to others and to guide them and to teach them.
Sure.
Everybody is called to that. So, I mean, we're all going to at some point need to profess our faith and profess what the truth is. But it can really happen with the way in which we show the world who we are and the God that we serve, who he is.
Yeah, I think it really kind of has to. As we mm-hmm. said, our faith should really be seen in the way that we behave and the way we behave towards others.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul says to Timothy, preach the word, but again, live the word. And with that, correct, rebuke, and encourage people with great patience and careful instruction, which adds a whole different level to how we are supposed to live, I guess. Exemplifying the gospel and the love of Christ with great patience and careful instruction. What do you think?
Yeah, that's going to be hard for probably most everyone, especially when you have to guide and instruct and correct and rebuke and encourage. Encouraging is always the easiest one to do, and I know that's where people usually go to when they really want to show the way. Just encourage.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's, you know, as Paul says, that's what we should be doing. But yeah, you have to be rebuking, correcting, guiding, and that does take patience.
Yeah,
people aren't always going to get it. They're not always going to like it. They might push back. It might not feel great, like you said, in and out of season. You know, you might not be met with applause or you know, great thanks for what you've said. But it's important to understand that you were probably there too. So you need to be patient with these people as they learn and they grow. And then really know what you have to say. Know that truth that you are teaching others. Because if you don't, there's so much that can kind of fall to the wayside. And there's also so much that can take somebody away from their faith. So we have to be very careful with what we are teaching. Are we teaching what Jesus said? Are we teaching what the Bible says? And what God wants us to teach? Or are we getting it muddled up with what the world wants us to say?
Yeah. And so if we're preaching with our words or with our actions, I mean, let's say we're just trying really hard to be a generous presence and a listening presence at work or whatever those kinds of things are. It occurred to me when you were speaking, we need to be patient with ourselves, don't we? To just really know that we're a work in progress, but we're trying our best to be that presence of Christ wherever we are.
Right. We're still learning and we're still growing and we're still trying to get it right. So just as, you know, we talk about the those in the kingdom of God or those who we want to bring into the kingdom of God, we're one of those too.
Yeah,
and we have to remember that. We have to remember that we need to be just as patient and as loving and as kind and as also correcting and rebuking and encouraging to ourselves as others. And that's really how you live it out. That's going to be that component of living out our faith and teaching it to others is really how we approach ourselves. Nobody's going to approach us kindly if we're not going to approach ourselves kindly, because they're not going to see what God really wants out of us if it's not coming from us.
Right. And we know what God wants from us because hopefully we're studying the word and we're listening to all these things that we talk about. And of course, Paul's making the point to Timothy that the reason he has to be ready to preach the word, whether that's with actions or with words, is because the world is not going to naturally do what God's will is, right? It says here in verse 3, the time will come, and I think the time had already come, but he says the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. And instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. And I think that's really evident these days. You can find the opinion you want to hear, even on the Bible. If you want to hear it, you can probably find somebody to tell you what your itching ears want to hear.
Yeah, it's so wise that Paul includes that in this letter to Timothy, and that we get to read it and look it over now in this day and age, because we can see throughout history and even now, that's true.
Yeah,
human nature is not to go directly to what God says and the right way. We have to be guided. We have to learn. We have to grow. And that takes time, and the majority of us will not get it.
Right.
And especially not at first. So there's going to be a lot of pushback. There's going to be a lot of things that can kind of throw you off course. So you have to be rooted in that, and you have to encourage others, as you know, to become rooted and to know what God says, because it's not going to be a natural instinct. It's not going to be our first thing that we go to. We're going to go to what feels really good or what others have said is right, because it's easier. And we need to make that decision to not take the easy way, but to take the right way.
Yeah. And really keep ourselves in check, because every single one of us has that desire to go with what we want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's just our nature. So what Paul is saying, and what we need to really remember, is that God's yeses and God's noes and God's will for us is shown to us in the revelation of Christ and shown to us in the Word of God.
Yeah.
We need to know it and then accept it. Sure. And that's the word that we have to preach. It's just as easy for Christians to want to water down the scriptures or water down the moral teachings, because it's easier for us to get along in the world that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's not what we are called to do. Instead, we're called to preach that word no matter what, and preach it to a world that will, as Paul says in verse 4, turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
Right.
And again, there are plenty of myths out there that people will bet their lives on.
Yeah.
But it's really a prideful place to come from.
Sure.
Because it comes from that whole Genesis 3 sort of idea that we can decide, that we have the authority and the ability to decide what's true, what's real, what's right, and what's not right.
Yeah, and that's a sticky place to be. So the safest place to be is maybe not always the simplest place, but it's rooted in God, and He's going to guide us, and just like as we're guiding others, guide us and help us to see the truth and to lead us even when we need that rebuking and that, you know, that guidance and that correcting and stuff. If we lean into God and His Word, even when it's difficult, you know, we can guarantee He's going to be there to kind of help us through that.
Absolutely. So we can look to Scripture actually to rebuke us.
Sure.
And to correct us.
Yeah.
To encourage us in our pursuit of living the way that the Bible really wants us to live, the way God wants us to live.
Sure.
And then let that be our message to the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we just thank you so much for being here today. Of course, if you're in the area and you'd like to worship on a Sunday, come by worship here. Otherwise, well, actually, we won't see you next week on Under the Stained Glass, will we?
No, we won't.
Yeah, because this is my last week at this church, but who knows, maybe Ms. Whitney will pick up the torch here like Timothy.
Yes.
And move on and see what happens next with Under the Stained Glass. In any case, we love you and appreciate you and hope that you just continue going deeper and deeper in your walk with Christ.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye.